The other thing that I want to do is, aside from letting you play your song, which we'll put into the end, is to say a couple of words for the private group. And I was thinking what they would want to hear from you. And I think you looked at the Galen Windsor video that I sent you,
Yeah.
which has become the origin of several other videos of people saying the whole nuclear issue is a scam. It's, which is not unjustified to assume that the government is lying, because it does happen a lot for the most part. But in this particular case, the understanding that nuclear radiation is not a threat, and that you can eat plutonium wherever you find it, and it just goes through your body and does no harm. You would probably want to issue a caution about following that up, I would imagine.
Yeah, this idea is truly absurd. The amount of research and just ordinary history of the exposure to radiation clearly shows that radiation kills you. It causes cancer, it causes heart disease, it causes more or less everything that you suffer from in your life. It causes a sort of acceleration of aging. I mean, studies have been done with animals, studies have been done with people, histories of people who've been irradiated, like the radium dial painters in the 1920s, but people who
They
worked
were
with them.
painting the hands of the moving clock on a watch or something, right?
Yes,
So they'd glow.
they put the radioactive luminous paint on clocks, and in the wartime on all of the instruments in the airplanes. And these substances produce gamma radiation and alpha radiation, and when the planes are shot out of the sky, all these particles fly about the place and cause cancer. There's absolutely no possibility that anything that Galen Windsor said is remotely correct, okay? Except that he used to eat uranium.
He ate uranium, and he lived to be 80 something years
And
old.
he lived to be 82. I mean, I looked him up, okay? But what we don't know, and this is an epidemiological study of one person, what we don't know is what he would have lived to if he hadn't eaten
That's
uranium.
an excellent point. Yeah. He didn't mention that in his talk.
No.
Okay. So, I think the message of science is question everything,
Yeah.
even if it
I
goes
was in
along
the
with what
sem I
you
was
want.
in a cemetery here recently. My girlfriend's that we went to put flowers on the grave of her mother. And there's a guy there who lived to be 112. Okay. So people can live a long time. So the fact that he died at 82 doesn't tell us anything at all about whether this radiation that he was exposed to was good or bad. It's just one person. You have to study hundreds of people before you can say whether radiation is good or bad. You have to take 1,000 people who are exposed to radiation and then look to see what happened to them. And in fact, this has been done. They've looked at the people who were exposed to radiation at Hiroshima. It's a huge study, and they find that these people get cancer.
So what did they do to put that study together? What was the basic
In
setup?
1952, the Americans recruited or collected together 80,000 people
This
who
was
knew
7 years
no,
after the bomb.
yeah, 7 years after the bomb. So that for a start, the study was bogus because of that, because a lot of people had died in the intervening period. Okay, but anyway, that's what they did, and then they had a group of people who were not in the city that they compared them to. The idea was that you look at someone near the bomb, a little bit further away, much further away, and not there at all. And then you plot the amount of cancer that you see in the in this lifespan study. I mean, and it's still going on, so they're still looking at these people, and you plot that against what you consider to be the radiation dose, and it tells you how many cancers you get per unit dose.
And it was
And when
pretty
they just
clear.
yeah and when and that's so that's a straightforward study. That's what you do if you want to find out whether radiation causes cancer. Of course, when they found out that it did cause cancer, they threw out the control group. In 1973, they took the people who were not in the city and they said, well, we're not going to bother with those anymore.
They don't really qualify.
Yeah.
I also know that there were people measuring after Fukushima happened
Yes.
the fish in the market that came from across the ocean, and also the ones as it gradually approached, there was like a wave under the water of the distance that the radiation had traveled by diffusion.
Yes, yes, it all turned up in Seattle.
Right, and they measured those seafood market fish and other things, and they were highly radioactive. So, okay, important safety tip, like they would have said in Ghostbusters, don't do that, it would be bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Busby.